Hachette Audio presents The Girl Who Stopped Swimming, written and read by Jocelyn Jackson, featuring a special conversation with the author.
Chapter 1. Until the drowned girl came to Laurel's bedroom, ghosts had never walked in Victoriana. The houses were only 20 years old, with no accumulated history to put creaks in the hardwood floors or rattle at the pipes. The backyards had tall fences, and there were no cracks in the white sidewalks. Victoriana had a heavy wrought iron gate guarding its entrance. The intricately curled top looked period, but it was new as well. It ran on hydraulics, and it swung wide only for those who knew the code. Laurel and David had moved into the big house on Chapel Circle 13 years ago when Laurel was only 19, and since that day, she hadn't seen so much as a glimmer of her dead Uncle Marty. He was tethered to the 3-bedroom brick ranch where her parents still lived, half an hour away in Tiny Pace, Florida. As a girl, she had seen him often, mostly on the nights before a storm broke. She'd be fast asleep on her old Cinderella sheets, faded and soft from 1,000 washings, with Anne of Green Gables or a Trixie Belden book lying open-spined on her bedside table. Then he would be there, standing on her side of the room by her bed, mournful and transparent. He didn't belong near the ruffled shade on her reading lamp, and his feet should not have been allowed to rest beside her cotton trainer bra and Thalia's dirty keds and the abandoned issues of Tiger Beat scattered on the floor. The stuffed pony Laurel had loved best was still allowed.